Welcome everybody to episode 104 of Two Drunks in a Podcast. I'm Lucas, and that's, well, nobody. If anybody saw my bulletin that I had to put up yesterday, that Brian will not be joining us to do the show today, so I'm flying solo for the first time. So, should be an interesting show. And what makes it even more interesting is that it's 2:18 on Saturday morning, instead of 10:18 on Friday night. And I've got my, let's see, my Captain Morgan's tattoo, spiced rum, here. So, I'm gonna get drunk and fuck, try to entertain you as good as I possibly can. Hopefully I'll speak to you and not at you. But who the fuck knows? Now, as everybody knows, when we start each show, how was your week, Lucas? Well, it was alright. Worked a lot of overtime, but okay, that's just boring. So, we're not going to talk about my week. What we're going to do, since y'all were nice enough to send us a lot of emails, voicemails, is jump right into it. Like we did last week. And since now you know Halloween is over, we did not have a big Halloween show. Sorry about that, but things came up last week, and Brian's sick this week, so hopefully you enjoyed the, I believe, 8 episodes of October commemorating Halloween of 2007. Hope everybody had a great Halloween, but guess what? Now it's time to just get back to what we used to do. There is no huge, broad, main topic. We're just sitting here doing whatever. So, like I said, we'll jump right in, start doing some. We'll mix in voicemails and emails. So, let's see. Let's get started with this one right here, who I believe you will all recognize as soon as I play it.
Hey, you two goddamn drunks. You're good old Dr. Puff, giving you a little call in about episode number 98. Let me tell you guys, it was a fan-fucking-tastic episode. Zombies. You knew I'd be listening on that. It was like a wet dream, except I wasn't dreaming. Did get a little wet, though. Nah, that was spilling the corona on me after about 7 of them. And that taking a shot thing? Yes, I was. But I was chugging a 12-ounce. That's okay, though. Better than chugging one of them damn 40-ounce things. I just wanted to thank you guys for the wonderful job you're doing on your podcast. And my God, when I finally had time to check out the site, how many episodes you guys just pumped out one right after the other. Sorry I have been remiss in giving you calls and giving you emails and sending you some songs and sending you some shit. The last 2 weeks have been a motherfucker. The week before, I was getting ready for Zombie Fest 2007 at the Pittsburgh Expo Mart and Pittsburgh Mall. And then last weekend, I spent the entire weekend at the Pittsburgh Expo Mart and Pittsburgh, and actually the Monroeville Mall and the Monroeville Expo Mart. I got a grand total of 5 hours of sleep over 2 nights. And then, once I got home, I had to get over the hangover I had. It was a zombie hangover, not a beer hangover, nothing like that. Then I had to go back to work. Then I had to do all this other shit. You know, pimping my podcast, putting it out, everything like that. So, it's been a long-ass couple of weeks. But I'm back! Great listening to you guys again. I freaking missed that. Love the show, Brian and Lucas. keep up the wonderful job that you're doing. Love you guys. In a manly way, of course. This is Dr. Puss. And the doctor is out.
Alright, thank you very much, Dr. Puss. You are the man. I understand, dude. Doing a podcast, it's very easy to get behind on other podcasts that you really want to listen to. But I've been, you know, I'm kind of the same situation with your show. I've been trying to keep up, but I'm still a couple episodes behind. But I'm just glad to see that you're still kicking ass out there. And, God, putting out 2-hour shows, man. You and Kevin and Mike, y'all do some marathons, I'm telling you. But all of it, quality entertainment. And that's all I ask for. I don't care. I mean, it could be a funny show. And I'm not just talking about Dr. Puss. This is my guide to podcasters out there. If your show's funny, okay, good. That's good. That's always a plus. But if it's not entertaining, then it's not going to be a good show at all. And, like, it doesn't have to be. You have these sports podcasting, news podcasting, movies, you know, all these different genres of podcasts. It doesn't have to be funny. It doesn't have to be sappy. It doesn't have to kiss up to its listeners. All it has to do is be fucking entertaining. I mean, we don't charge anybody anything. Nobody really does out there. We're all doing this out of our own grace. Saying, here you go. Have some free entertainment. But if you're not entertaining, you just end up becoming wasted space on my hard drive, which I will be deleting. So, there's my podcasting tip of the week. Ting. Alright, now let's get into an email here. Oh, and let's see. Let's go with Carver. Big news for everybody out there. I think we mentioned it on the last show, but we didn't speak in great length, you know, good detail about Carver. Well, all of you know Carver. We played his music over the episodes, over the year and a half or so. We played his music. We really like it. And we're hoping you do too, but we don't know. So we're just going to keep hitting you over the head with what we think is great until you tell us to stop. So here's email we got from Carver. We've got a couple from him which I'll read, but it is, yeah man, the April Fool's episodes were amazing. I enjoyed them very much. As for Two Drunks the Musical, I'll try to make something for it for sure. I'm only partially through the new episodes, so I can't really comment on them yet, but thanks for the heads up in this message. Oh, and as soon as as my record is 100 mastered, I'll send you guys the link, and we'll get it. I'm hoping Sunday, but no promises, Tuesday at the latest. Alright, I'm out. Talk to you later, Carver. And Carver did. He did send us an email. I believe on, wasn't Halloween, it was Devil's Night, the night before Halloween. I'm just trying to get to that email, but my internet's fucking with me. Okay, here we go. And my phone is making a noise, so if you hear that, I apologize, people. I know it's annoying, but I live in a shithole, which does not get much cell service, so it goes in and out of service. Alright. Here we go. The following link will allow you to debut my album for the Carved, The Funeral Parlor. And it is on his MySpace, everybody. So you can find him through our MySpace friends, or one second, let me, I'll get, because I don't want to give you the wrong address. So let me see here. Da-da-da-da-da. Carved. And the album did come out on the 30th, and I've listened to it. And wow. And it just started playing that really loud. Funny enough, that's the song I'm gonna play you guys later. It's Alone at Night. I may play that one either on this episode or the next one. But I'm definitely gonna be playing Carver on both these little solo shows. Well, hopefully there'll be two shows. Let's see how much I can get through with all of you. Yeah, it is myspace.com/carved. That is CARVED. Go pick it up. He's only charging $5 on his MySpace page for this album. And I hate to sound like I'm just kissing ass or doing whatever just so he'll let us play his music, but it's true. This CD is worth what you would pay at a Best Buy, at a Sam Goody, wherever. It's worth the $13.99 price, the $11.99 price, $15.99 price. The CD is fucking awesome. It really goes on each song. Well, there's some songs which kind of have the same tone to it, but don't exactly sound the same. But for the most part, during the entire CD, you're going kind of through this roller coaster of different genres of just making music and, you know, performing a song in a totally different genre than you just heard the last song. And I've been listening to it since I've gotten it, and it's really fucking good. So everybody check it out. Check it out, myspace.com/carved. And trust me, you'll be hearing much, much more from him through us. We love his music, and he started listening, so Carver, hope you keep listening. Either way, it doesn't matter, because we're still going to be, you know, playing your shit, because it is just that damn good. Yes. Thank you. Okay, now let's get into another voicemail. I believe this comes from our brothers in Utah. I believe this is Mike. But let's hear.
Hey, trick or treat. Damn it, the hell, son of a bitch. Anyway, no, I don't know what I'll talk about. So you gotta go trick or treating. You're kind of old to go trick or treating, but I guess you didn't. I went out trick or treating. I was dressed as a drunk guy in his underwear. I didn't get too much good candy for that. Anyway, I don't know what I'll talk about. Lucas and Brian, I'm behind on your shows. I haven't listened for a while because I'm reading books and stuff on my iPod. Of Mice and Men. Have you read that book, Of Mice and Men, by John Steinbeck, about the retard that gets shot in the back of the head by his buddy?
Mike, actually, that is one. I'm not a big reader, as everybody out there knows. I don't like to read. but yes, I have read that book, and I can speak for Brian also, saying he has read that book also. Required reading in Virginia, I think. Back in, like, 9th or 10th grade. One of the two, I don't know. But, yeah, it's a badass book, man.
Mm-hmm. Good time. I'm doing my bi-weekly roundtable of the OKV. It's called Two Guys, One Brain. Now, you're second on my list because you're second on my telephone address list type. Anyway, I'll talk about two drunks in a podcast. They're good. You should listen to them. And I should listen to them because I'm behind on the show. And anyway, Of Mice and Men, that's good. And then you want to listen to Fandom of the Operator by Robert Rankin.
Haven't read it.
That's a good book also. That's next on my to-do list. All right, Lucas for president, even though he ain't gay.
Thank you. That's right, Lucas for president, even though I ain't gay. Well, for that one, I guess I'll go to Steve.
I peed a little bit in my pants. I laughed so hard.
Thank you, Steve. Don't forget, everybody, I hate cheese. May not still be going, but he's always an official member of the OKV. Let's see. I was going to go on a little break, but you know what? I'm going to go on a little break. Anyway, even though we're only 15 minutes into our journey through these 2 hours of me just talking and talking to nobody. To you, though. So, with that, I'm going to leave you with our old promo, our old OKV promo, which still has most of the real OKV members, while we go into our little break here. So, here do you go, people.
You are listening to Two Drunks in a Podcast, a member of the original Kings of Vulgarity. And if you have any questions or comments for us or any other member of the original Kings of Vulgarity, you can email us at originalkingsofvulgarity@yahoo.com or gmail.com.
You can also find out more information about the shows and the members of the OKV by checking out the official page of the group, which is myspace.com/ The Original Kings of Vulgarity.
And who are those members, Brian?
Those members are I Hate Cheese,
Real Horror Podcast,
Underground Short Bus,
Sick and Wrong,
10 Drink Minimum,
and Dr. Puss.
And of course, Two Drunks in a Podcast.
So, check us out. Email us. Let us know what you think. Peace out, bitches.
I hope we never say anything together again. That was really weird.
I agree.
Well, everybody, for better or for worse, I have returned. I've brought with me some pizza. And I just finished talking to the Madvillian, who was walking his dogs down my road. So, I left you with the OKV promo. Please go to it, myface.com/ Original Kings of Vulgarity. And also, something we haven't been doing nearly enough, our phone number, 206-202-3177. And you can email us at drunks_podcast@yahoo.com. So hit us up. Let us know what you think. Let us know how much you hate the show, or how much you can actually just tolerate the show. But for anybody who's a new listener, I guess first things first, if you haven't gone back and listened to the other episodes, here are the Two Drunks' beliefs, right, as it stands now. NLO sucks ass. Fatty to Patty sucks even more than his show as a whole. Keith and the Girl. What else can I say? It's just Keith and the Girl. Distorted View. Okay, he has promise. He's put in a lot of time to it, but not entertaining for me. That's about it. That's all you really need to know. Anybody that will be promoting on our show, pretty much, as far as podcasting goes, a lot of them are kind of, if you want to put it this way, underground. We could be the original underground Kings of Vulgarity. I don't know. But yeah, it's a lot of shows coming together with kind of like minds, but different opinions on a lot of different subjects. Still makes it interesting. You're not just going to hear the same shit over and over and over again. And actually, that's one of the reasons you should listen to all of the members of the original Kings of Vulgarity. Because, what can I say? We're all the same, and we're all different. So enjoy. Now, let me take a little sip on my tattoo. Okay, everybody. Dr. Puss, this is no slam against you, but I just don't have the clip that we've been using at Brian, that Brian has, of the feel like take the shot. So I had to make my own with the help of illegal substances, so let's get fucked up. So whenever you hear this for the next two shows, for this show and the next show, who knows, it may go on after this, but we'll see. Whenever you hear this, let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up. Simple, sweet, 4 seconds, to the point. Yes, that means get fucked up. Take a shot. Take a swig. Chug. Do what you will. But all we want to hear afterwards is... precisely. Just let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up. There you go. That means take a shot, people. And I'll take another one with you. Now, one of the things I find funny about my attempt to do this solo show is the fact that it lacks the balance that a normal Two Drunks in a Podcast episode would have. You have my dull, mundane voice just drabbling on right now, and on most episodes, but usually whenever I go too far or just talk too much, we have Brian over here to step in and say, Lucas, shut the fuck up. Shut the hell up. But unfortunately, we don't have that right now. We just have a drunk Lucas and another, 100 minutes to fill. So, we're going to go on an adventure. We're going to have some guests. I'm bringing them back. Bringing back some of our old guests, a.k.a. soundboards. Hope you enjoy it. If you don't, okay. That's cool, and I understand. But we're going to try it out. We're going to get some of that back. I'm going to do some video game reviews, some movie reviews. We still have a couple more emails, which let me finish up right now. But before I do, let's use Brian's old intro for the emails that we, or voicemails really, but here you go.
Hey Lucas and Brian, this is Chris from 10 Drink Minimum.
What's up guys, this is Steve Kane from the I Hate Cheese Show.
Hey Two Drunks, it's Mike from the Underground Short Bus.
This is the Mad Villain representing.
Hey guys, this is Kevin Hooper.
Yes, that was Kevin Hooper. But here is Dusty. Subject, Happy Halloween, Two Drunks. I know that you guys are probably already drunk and won't see this, but I could not let today go by without wishing you both a great show and a gruesome Halloween. This has been a great month of show from you guys, and I look forward to hearing the climactic Halloween show. Lucas, will it be uploading before Thanksgiving? Actually, Dusty, no it won't, because I don't think we're going to do the climactic Halloween show now that it is, November 3rd, and, I mean, we could. You never know. We may wait. Who knows? I won't go into football since it is Halloween, but expect some shit talk from me soon, boys. Germany is listening. ODB. Dusty, thank you very much for listening. Last night, once again, I put out a bulletin saying that there's a chance that I might do a live show. And I was hoping I was going to do it. But here's the problem. When you only give people about an hour and a half to respond to you, to let me know if they're going to be listening live or going to be, they had mics so they can actually quote-unquote call in, then that would be fantastic. But, I did hear from Dusty, and that was fantastic. However, it was after 11 when I said I was going to do it, but it doesn't matter because he's in fucking Germany. So, as far as I'm considered, he wrote in before I even said anything. So, but he did write in asking if we were going to do it. Dusty, I'm sorry I didn't write back. But, here's me responding right now. Yeah. Sorry. I did want to do it. I passed out a little early and I didn't get enough responses. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to test it out yet, and plus it'd be kind of weird to do my first solo show and the first live show all at the same time. I don't think that would have worked out very well, because, you know, I know Brian would be able to handle it a hell of a lot better. Now, I think we have one more email. Let me grab it. Excuse me. Okay. This is from Kevin Destruction from the Underground Short Bus. And it reads, subject line, happy after ween math hallows and stuff. Okay. How are my East Coasters doing? I'm downloading 102 as I'm typing this with my clubbed hands. My fingers don't work well after I work out. If I can manage some control, I might jerk off on my wife's face tonight just to see what she says. Why not? She did it to me. You know what I was thinking? One of these times, it would really be cool to have video footage of you guys progressively tricking yourselves into podcast awesomeness. Just an idea, but I think it would be a riot. Of course, I know time constraints are a bitch, so just a suggestion. Can't wait for the new stuff. Happy podcasting, brothers. Kev. Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate it. Glad, you know, you've enjoyed so far, and hope you enjoy 102 and 103 posted last night. And, yeah, why not? If she jerked off on your face, Kevin, you have plenty of right to return the favor, you know? So, I vote yay on that one. And on that note, here you go. Let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up. Now, I know you may be asking, Lucas, you said let's take a shot, you know? I don't hear you pouring a shot. I don't hear your shot glass slamming down as usual. Well, I'm not drinking in shots. I'm drinking in gulps. Because this alcohol right here is best served like right now I'm drinking it out of a coffee cup. Not a shot glass. I'm filling up the coffee cup and then just chugging it as if it was Pepsi. Or Coke. Or Dr. Pepper. Whichever's your flavor. Just imagine it as that. Now, I'm going to take a second out to eat. Fantastic. My pizza, which I just heated up before I came back from break, is already getting cold and hard on me, fellas and gals. What the fuck? I don't understand this bullshit. Ah, but one thing I did want to read. Our last email is, I have two, actually, sorry. But both are really short. One, I was already missing. I was already mentioning it, so I decided I'd read it word for word. Are you doing it? I'll listen for a bit till I have to go to work. ODB. Sent in at 11:37. Dusty, once again, sorry, and thank you for being willing to stay up. Or, I guess, waste not getting ready for work listening to our dumbasses. I appreciate the thought. But we also got a message from good old Art of Ruin. Thanks for giving me a heads up on the Xbox, asshole. Well, here's the thing, people. Art of Ruin has been a champion in our dojo. Oh, and might I say thank you, but congratulations, Dusty, once again for becoming the champion of the, what was it, whatever the horror dojo we were doing, I can't even remember anymore, the dojo we were doing during the Halloween episodes. You are the champion. You went and kicked five people's asses in one night. It's quite impressive, and quite a rush. Ooh, what a rush. Yes. Now, that is all for your contributions for the show. And let's just see. Let's see how you did, people. Congratulations. Your emails and voicemails stopped at 30 minutes exactly. And I want to congratulate you. That's a damn good job, people, and I want you to keep it coming. Please. We need it. It's hard. It is, I have to say. It is really hard doing a show like this and, you know, just trying to come up with something different every week, even though a lot of our non-themed weeks are not different. In a lot of ways, it's just not different. We just kind of do the same thing over and over again, but kind of in a different way. However, I guess I will spend the rest of this episode telling you about the future. What the future holds for Two Drunks in a Podcast. As you heard a couple weeks ago, the Halloween episodes were the first time that Brian and I have ever done anything twice. Annually. It's the first time we ever really stuck to something. And you know, the 1 year mark was great. The 100 episode. Yeah, that was great. But here's the problem. Within our 100 episodes, there's probably 20 episodes I cannot listen to. I just can't listen to, because either I think they suck so bad that, you know, whatever anybody else thinks doesn't matter. Because I think they suck so bad, so I just can't listen to it. Or it's one of those episodes where I've gotten so drunk that I'm speaking absolute gibberish. There's nothing new there. But, you know, it happens. So, in the future, as it seems everybody has at least enjoyed somewhat our Halloween episodes. We've gotten good feedback, and thank you all for that. We're going to kind of do the same thing once again with Christmas. Once Christmas... We did it kind of last year. We had some themed shows during the December month to, you know, change it up a little bit. And I think we're going to do it again this year. We're going to change it up even more. It's going to be a lot. Well, yeah, it'll be a lot like our Halloween episodes. Which basically means that they probably will be themed episode to episode. Differently themed, of course, but all having to do within the Christmas holiday. Or even, that may be the beginning of the Mighty Morphin Mega Jews during Hanukkah. Possible. But I apologize once again. This is going to be the Lucas is a Pussy Apologizing for Everything Hour. And I apologize for that. But, that whole thing. We've got a lot of ideas for you people. A lot of ideas trying to come together. But with our jobs and the different schedules that both Brian and I have, I really only see Brian during the week when we're doing our show. I may call him a couple times during the week. He calls me a couple times during the week, leave messages saying, hey, I've got this idea for the show, or hey, I've got this idea. But we're not able to plan out our shows very well because we never see each other. But it's okay. We've been working through it for a year and a half, so I'd say we're doing all right. But I would like to keep expanding, you know, keep doing new things, because the only thing I don't want to do with our show is become complacent and just doing the same shit over and over and over again. Even though I know we do. I'm a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite in the greatest sense, and I think everybody out there knows that. And I hope y'all can at least take, you know, some decency out of me by me just actually saying that we know, or I know, I'm a hypocrite. Think bad of me if you will. But, you know. Alright, everybody. Here's a voluntary, or should I say optional. This is optional. Let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up. Yes! You know what I'm going to do for you people? While I talk about what we're going to be doing in the future, I'm going to get us some music going. No, I'm not. I'm going to work on that. While I tell you, because right now, the way I have us set up is totally different from when we're usually doing the show at Brian's. I have a setup totally different, and it's kind of fucking me up over what I can do. Because, like, right now, if I play the song right here, it's going to be so loud you can't hear me. But not so loud that you can't enjoy the song. Please take notice. Okay, there we go. Now you hear that? Of course you hear that. But do you hear me? I don't think so. If you do hear me, you're barely hearing me. Problem with doing the show the way I have it set up. Thank God that, you know, Brian's smart enough to have it set up the way he does.
The first time I got late, I had no clue how to screw
it
up. I was like an old man trying to use a computer. I didn't know.
Actually, I'm gonna let it go until the chorus. So I'm gonna sit back, take a couple more sips, and we're gonna listen up to the chorus. And then I'll tell you what it is.
I didn't know what to do or what buttons to push. I looked like a lunatic plugging the puss. Excited like a Jew with a W-2. I was rubbing her boobs like I had nothing to lose. Then I thought, hey, why don't I twist her nipple? Then I got up in that ass like Mr. Whipple. I don't kill babies and I don't want a kid, so I make sure to use a contraceptive. No condoms though, because I'm eating the villain. But for $10 a month, you can feed her the building. You can bust nuts any place you want. On her titties, on her back, her face and cunt. You gotta hit it like a pro till her pubic region gets used and abused till it's bruised and bleeding.
For those about to fuck, we salute you. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. For those about to fuck, we salute you. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That's right. That is ATF by Stuck in Detention. That is Harry Bowles and Jack Koff, our friends over in, shit, I'm trying to think where you were. I know one of them I thought was going to Notre Dame. Why do I think that? I don't know. But it doesn't. Oh, Indianapolis. Indianapolis. Steve. Who everybody has heard from time to time on our show, on the Underground Short Bus. I think that's it, but I'm not sure, so it doesn't. So don't take me at, don't take my word for it. Yeah. I'm just a room full of space fillers right now, just saying ums and yes and whatevers. But sorry. Now back to our main point, since that option's not going to work for us. The future. It is bright. One of the things that I would like to re-promote, thanks to Carver. Carver wrote in, which you heard earlier, and asked about Two Drunks the Musical. Sorry. Two Drunks the Musical, it's still going to happen. I am still planning on having that happen. I've got a bunch of shit I'd like to do, and I know Carver wants to send in some shit. I believe Peephole Circus said he was going to send in some stuff. Okay, and this I apologize to both Peephole Circus and Steve Lai, because I can't remember which sent which email. But one of those two have sent me music. They have sent me some, God damn, I feel stupid now. Not a cappella. The musical. It's just the music. There are no words or anything. for the musical if we want to use it, which I probably will, because that's what I need. I need something to sing slash rap slash whatever I end up doing on the musical over. So, I need something there. But, that is one thing we're definitely doing. I don't have a date down, but I definitely want to do it. And it's definitely going to be done, because I think it's going to be a... It could be a big thing if we can get a lot of listener participation on the show. And that I think everybody already knows that we enjoy the participation that you all give us. Your voicemails, your emails, everything. We appreciate it. Thank you once again. Please keep it coming. And sorry for that doo-doo. That's my computer having fun. Right now I'm going to my old Angel Fire site. Now, any of you old nerd nicks, used to be old computer junkies like 4 or 5 years ago, Angel Fire and GeoCities was the place to go if you wanted to post a website. If you wanted to make your own website for free, those were the places you went. And this is the place I've been trying to go on our show for probably about 3 months. And sorry again for the tick. No, Dr. Puss, that's not your computer acting up on you. That's me messing around on my computer. Alright. Sorry, people. Yeah, I'm really not going to be able to eat that pizza. And that sucks ass. Now, I wish I had somebody here so I can ask them the question. Which song that I wrote in my adolescence? Adolescence being from age like 15 to maybe 16. that I put on my webpage, and I'll give you the page. It is http://www.angelfire, that's angelfire.com/IN2, that's the number 2, / pimp daddy pain. PIMPDADDYPAYNE. Yes, go there, enjoy. It's a shitty page. The back, and here's the funniest thing about my web page from back then. Apparently the backdrop or the background image that I had stolen from some place when I was using my web TV to build this shit. Apparently that is no longer active. And the backdrop was very dark, so I had to use white letters. Now, for any of you inspiring, you know, IT computer programmers, internet gurus, email senders, all you people on the internet who knows what you're doing, HTML and all, you will know that when that happens, that means you will see nothing except a big white page. Which is kind of what you see, except when you go to the link that I just gave you, the first thing you're going to see, and the only thing you're going to see, is Gizmo. Yes. Gizmo from the Gremlins movies will just be staring you right in the face. What you have to do for all the pages within that little shitty page I just gave you is click at the top of your page, hold down your cursor, and just scroll down. Just move your mouse down and highlight everything. It's kind of like a secret decoder. Like on the Christmas Story. Drink more Ovaltine. We're using our decoder here, aka the mouse. And that's the only way you're going to be able to see what's written. But I'm trying to think of what song, poem, / rap I should just read to you. The one at the top of my page, and also all the shit that I'm, or one of the things that I'm reading you is on another page, which you'll find on that first page, under Pimp Daddy's Lyrics, is where you'll find what I'm about to read you. I'm sure it's shit, but, hey, here's to you getting a better understanding of me. Alright, eating a couple pepperonis here. Okay, now this, okay, I figured out the one I'm gonna do. It's actually the first song or poem or rap, once again, that I ever wrote. And this was back with Brian. It was Brian, Andrew, and Andrew. You've heard about one Andrew plenty of times on our show. So, he is one of the Andrews. Me, Andrew, and Andrew, and a couple of other people formed this little group, which I call the Wu-Pain Clan, because I'm so goddamn clever. And the other name for that same group was the Insane Pain Posse. Can you figure out what the inspiration of that one was? Ha! But this song is entitled Just Sittin'. So I'll read it as if I've never read it before, because I haven't read it in about 2 years. While I sip, while I will first refill my coffee mug of tattoo and drink. And I am going to read this as if it's a poem, so sorry if you're expecting me to, like, break it down. Do my... No, not going to do that. Let me wet my whistle. I love that expression. And everybody else, let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up. Okay. Oh, sorry. I was trying to play that song so I didn't get to wet my whistle. Alright, here we go. And it is long, so sorry. I'm sitting in the corner. In the corner of my house. Voices running through my head. Kind of sounding like a mouse. I started thinking about that shit that happened back in school. I had to kill this motherfucker because he tried to play it cool. I walked up to him asking what he had to say. He said, "Fuck you, bitch!" And oh, by the way, he was huge. As tall as a big-ass tree. I just looked him in the eye and asked, "What you want from me?" This man started to chuckle. This man began to laugh. I could not help it. I knocked his head off with a bat. I started to panic. I could not stand still. But now I'm in my corner, and I guess I better chill. Suicidal thoughts are blowing through my mind. I see so many visions. I believe I'm going blind. I started thinking about it. That motherfucker's dead. My whole life changed when I knocked off his head. And this other bitch, her name was Shakita. I shoved a banana up her ass. It was Shakita. "What do you think you're doing?" Big Shakita said. I was kinda scared. Her eyes turned blood red, so I shot her. And her ugly ass face just bounced off, so I grabbed my mace. I sprayed it in her mouth. Yummy, yum, yum. You must have... Oh, wow. Now... I'm sorry, I was just kind of broke out there and started kind of rapping, but not really. And I realized on this page, it's been up for about 5 years. No, actually, it's CM24 now, so it's been up for 8 years, that I had a spelling or a word not entered. Let's see, "What are you doing?" Big Shakita said. I was kind of scared. Her eyes turned blood red, so I shot her. Which is my favorite line, because, I'm sorry, this is inside the fucked up mind. I love that just because I stole it from Jimi Hendrix. And I shot her! Hey, Joe! Yeah, I ripped it off from Hey, Joe. Sorry, Jimmy. yeah. Big Chiquita said, so I got kind of scared. Her eyes turned blood red, so I shot her. And her ugly ass face, it just bounced right off, so I grabbed my mace. I sprayed her in her mouth, yummy, yum, yum. You must known I was fat, put it on my tongue. Nasty. Oh, God, I was a terrible lyricist back in the day. I'll read it again. You must have, or here's the word that I missed out, known. So it's, you must have, I was fat, put some on my tongue. Nasty. I packed up and ran with all my might. I looked behind me, all I see is cellulite. Flappy flap flap is the sound that it made. She was real fat, and she ain't never been laid. She's 23, a little old to be in school. All she does is pick her nose and drool. Ew, is what her classmates would say. That don't bother me, and here's when I start breaking down, pointing out everybody in the quote-unquote Wu-Pang clan. Okay. That don't bother me, I hang with a DJ. Obscene is his name, rapping his game. Rocking with pimps, gonna take him the fame. He look kinda innocent, but he ain't that type. If you fuck with him, he'll beat your ass with a pipe. Ouch, that's right, you heard what I said. You ain't gotta pray, you're as good as dead. This is all for you goofy motherfuckers, and not to mention all the chicken pluckers. I'm here representing the Wu-Pang Clan. Yo, I'm Pimp Daddy Payne, and I'm the man. There's ODB and FUK. I forgot to mention ODB is gay. Yo, I ain't playing. He's not gay like that, but you know what I'm saying. He's strange, he's weird, and he's got a cat. He says his cat can talk, and he's convinced of that. Now we're moving over to FUK. He gets all the fly ladies from around the way. That's right, he's cool, not lame. He makes all the girlies scream his name. FUK, FUK. Oh, yeah, and by the way, there are more members that I should mention. There are more members that I should mention. We've been rapping so long, we should get a pension. Come through, Drew, I haven't forgot your name. Wu-Pang Clan's gonna bring you to fame. That's right, Andrew, he's got his honeys. Fuck 'em so hard, they're bouncing like bunnies. Here comes Mixmaster Smith. I can't think of anything that rhymes with Smith. So, let me tell you about this man named Frank. He's like a riddle box when you turn the crank. Boom, pow, out comes the head. If you get hit with it, you'll end up dead. I'm just playing, he's not that bad. It's not as strange as old Dirty's talking cat. That is enough about Wu-Pang Clan, because I just saw Sequita and she's getting a tan. In the nude, that's right, in the buff. When she jiggles her stuff. 400 pounds. She's a frequent eater and her tummy is round. So I walked up her to clear my sins. I had to take her from this world, cut through 33 chins. I get back home and I sit in the corner. I start to giggle when I start to mourn her. I think about everything that I have done. I think about it more than I get out of done. My cat Casper walked in a strange way, so I shot her. Satan died that day. Yeah. Now, I'm sure everybody out there is just bored as shit right now. And I apologize. So what I'm going to do is we're going to crank it up a little bit. We're going to end it up. I've given you that. We still have much more to talk, or I will think of much more to talk about for a whole other hour. But we're gonna go ahead and end this one off. Thank you for everybody for listening, and don't forget, go check out myspace.com/2drunksandapodcast, the number 2. myspace.com/originalkingsvulgarity. Give us a call, 206-202-3177, and email us if you'd like, either through MySpace or at trunks_podcast@yahoo.com. Thanks very much. And actually, let me stop myself. I've already given the plug, and I'll give the plug again for Carver, who we're about to play. We're going to play Brotherhood from Carver's new album, which is The Funeral Parlor, which I hope you all enjoy. Please go pick it up. Once again, only $5. Go check out his website. Pick it up. I can guarantee you, you will enjoy the fuck out of this album. So please, go check it out. That's myspace.com/carved, C-A-R-V-E-D. And here's Brotherhood. Hope y'all enjoy. And, y'all come back now, you hear?
And Danny was in it. Fuck had moved to Boise. I looked to cut his heart out and feed it to his mother's fucking little Bichon Frise. And I would have every right to do it, you know what I'm saying? Brotherhood is a brotherhood. Sacred. Fucking blood oath to the father. You don't just go and move to fucking Boise. You don't fuck with brotherhood.
Brotherhood. Brotherhood. I know.
Bye, people!